You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up yesterday. We were talking about people who break a tooth or lose a tooth. And the things that people are doing and the stories that they have to tell that causes them to lose a tooth. Like, what happened? And it was funny because there was a mind bender at one time that was all about the number of people who have lost a tooth on vacation. For whatever reason, it seems to happen to a lot of people when they go on vacay, they lose a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a weird. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're being all, exotic and adventurous or something. They're out of their routine.
So
I don't know.
Patty messaged us because we were teasing this. Patty already wrote in and said, I lost teeth on vacation with the Hubs, she says. Scampering back from the poolside bar, took a slip. Down I went, smashed out my two front teeth on the pool chairs, she said. Oh, and I spilled $28 worth of drinks. So that's going to be the gist of this topic. The line is, how'd you lose that tooth? How'd you lose that tooth? The two iconic stories that come out of my youth are, from my dad, the fire chief, one of which now this is why I don't ride motorcycles, but he went on a call where a guy was riding his motorcycle and didn't have a helmet on and crashed and hit his top jaw on a car and disintegrated all of his teeth. That's a good one. And why I don't let my kids have a trampoline, because my uncle got on the very edge of the trampoline with his little tippy toes, and he was going to do a backflip off the trampoline, did his backflip, didn't jump out far enough, landed down on that bar that goes all the way around it, knocked out his two front teeth.
This is one of those topics where I can't help it. My hand automatically covers
my mouth.
This is like the topic that we do with the what did you get in your eye? But this time around is, how did you lose that tooth?
Cringeworthy. A kid who lives across... I lived for a couple of years in Michigan, in Oscoda, Michigan, home of Paul Bunyan, Jeremy.
All right.
I lived in Oscoda, and the kid who lived across the street from us, named Brett. Hey, my name's Brett.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Sled Hill, and there are all sorts of stories. I've got the story about the girl who lost her eye at Sled Hill.
That's a classic.
Sledding. But Brett, because you're on your stomach... facing forward on that sled, and he hit a tree and he knocked out his two front teeth also. And I remember the trail of blood in the snow going back towards his house.
Absolutely.
It's not funny, but now all these years later, it's funny.
It just comes pouring out, doesn't it? Just pours out.
But the rest of us were looking at him. We all had to avert our eyes. It's like, oh, Brett. Paula just wrote in. She's listening down in Texas.
Well, yeehaw.
On the app.
Howdy, partner.
She says, hey, I'm a dentist listening in Texas, and I know, she put no in all caps, I know why all these people lose teeth on vacation. I've dealt with hundreds of them over the last 25 years, and I can tell you that 80% of them involve alcohol.
Well, sure.
one of our listeners, Denise, also wrote in, and that was her guess, too. She goes, maybe alcohol? And Paula, the dentist, is confirming that's what's going on.
Sure, you're getting drunk, having a good time, and then you're falling down like a moron.
Amber says, my mom is a dentist, and she says it's wild how many people lose a tooth in some freak accident and then swallow it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I didn't think about that, but that makes sense. I'm sure that happens quite a bit.
Here's Courtney, where that could have happened. Yeah, real quick. Courtney says, my tooth popped out in a piece of Italian bread at a church spaghetti dinner. How hard was that bread? But that's probably one of those cases where, boom, down it goes.
We got a couple calls that we need to take for sure. Here's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got to know, how did you lose a tooth?
So it's not my story. It's my nephew's story. But when he was about 3 or 4, he was playing at one of those trampoline parks. And he fell into the climbing rope, and his tooth got stuck in it. And when he fell backwards, it popped right out.
No. It hooked in the climbing rope?
Yeah. Luckily, it was a baby tooth, so he just had to wait several years for the adult tooth to grow in.
Yeah, well, that's good. But still, hooking it and then pulling it out? Come on.
Once again, I'm holding my mouth. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Yep.
Ouch.
Hey, glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Mariana, good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened?
I was 16 years old. I was in a German pub playing pool, and I was laying on my stomach on the pool table, and I got hit by a pool ball, and I knocked out my front tooth.
Why were you laying on the pool table?
Well, I had a couple of beers, and it was pretty funny, and,
you know,
being a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And wham, right in the face.
I kind of want to say you had it coming. I mean, kind of.
Kind of, but that's funny, though.
Oh, Mariana, thank you for that great
That's a good
call.
One. David says, dude shoved me in the locker room. I fell and smashed my teeth on the bench in the locker room. Knocked three teeth out. Well, that sounds horrible. Fresca wrote us, took a baseball to the face at a Little League game, popped one out, and blood went everywhere.
That's great.
And then this is such a dad thing. Rob says, I was showing off for my kids walking across the top of the monkey bars. Had a wee slip, and I went down, knocked out my two front bottom teeth. Showing off for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Rob, that'll learn you.
You know, it's kind of like the old joke about, you know, what were the famous last words of the redneck?
And
hey, y'all, watch this. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Look
right?
at me, kids. Look at me.
Hey, watch this. Peter says it was playing dodgeball at school.
Funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Jason, broke a tooth while drinking Fireball out of the bottle.
Ooh.
Oh. Once again. You know, alcohol is involved.
Oh. Melissa giving my sister a piggyback ride and tripped. it's probably alcohol. There's Fireball involved with that, too, probably. Here's a tug-of-war thing with their teeth and a blanket. Next thing you know, my son is holding his tooth. I've heard about people doing that with their dog. They'll put like a, you know, some, like a pull toy in their mouth and the dog's right. mouth. And the dog does that crazy shake and it's like, just rips all your teeth out.